Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shara. How may I help you?
What's your name, baby?
Shara.
Okay. How do you spell that?
S-H-A-R-A.
Just like it sounds. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I called a couple of days ago about this account that we did not actually sign up for. And the man was gonna refund me something, but now I find out you have charged me a total of $107.35, and I want my money back in my bank account.
All right, may I have your zip code?
65616.
All right, may I have your first and last name?
I'm sorry?
May I have your first and last name?
Oh, Robert Frederick is on this account. That is my husband.
All right, and can you verify the mailing address?
514 Eisenman Avenue, Branson, Missouri.
All right, thank you. Just a moment. All right, ma'am. Are you calling about the Wi-Fi booster?
Yep.
All right. And, okay, so with the Wi-Fi booster, he had to pay $7.45 for the shipping costs. They give you 48 hours to call back and cancel before they charge you for the membership fee, which is the $49.97 amount.
Okay, the $249.97, we did not agree to that.
Yes, ma'am. It was definitely in the terms and conditions. Once you paid the shipping and handling charge just for the Wi-Fi booster, it was $7.45. They give you 48 hours with in between the time you ordered it to call back and cancel the rebill so you would not be enrolled into a membership fee. You didn't call back within the 48 hours. It was definitely in the terms and conditions. So what happened was you instantly got enrolled into the membership fee for the $49.97. So that's what happened.
Okay, but I come on. You know, he did not actually agree to pay the $49.97.
Yes, ma'am. He had to agree to pay it. He had to, when he checked that little box with the terms and conditions, it was definitely in the small print. He had 48 hours from the time he ordered it to call back and cancel so they won't do the rebilling. It isn't adding him into a membership. Now, what the membership does come with is a membership for being a member. It gives you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
Okay, so there's no refund?
As of right now, no, ma'am. Those charges were valid. But I can go ahead and cancel this account so won't no more reoccurring charges come out of it.
Yes, that would be good.
Okay.
And then my bank will get in touch with you. This is bullshit.
Or have you already filed a dispute?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, well, since you already filed a dispute,
Oh,
then
I
it's.
did, but I didn't know about the second charge, the other $49.97.
All right, so have you already filed a dispute now, or?
I'm sorry.
Have you already filed a dispute?
Yes.
All right, so due to the fact that you already filed that dispute, it's nothing more that we can do as far as a refund. We would just have to wait and get in contact and wait until your bank call us and we can talk to your bank.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.